Okay, we were discussing last time the Gemara in Brachas, the Ankan Sibi Yagir Rechamechem. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim writes that Machlok, one Amora says, Osa Mdosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachman Vein El Gzeros. The other says, Matal Kinim Maisa Breshis. Why he said that Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachman on birds, doesn't have Rachman on anybody else. Now, Rambam Mor Nevuchim says what's the machlokas between the Tamaroyim. One says there are no Tamei Mitzvahs, other says there are Tamei Mitzvahs, and says in we pasuk there are Tamei Mitzvahs. And because of the, and here you have to, there's an important thing that Rambam is saying, is because the overwhelming, and he brings a whole list of Tanoim Amaron, who says there are Tamei Mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, Al Pi Rov, there is a fantasy, some people, that the Rambam says, you don't, there's no such thing as Psak. In Yoni Hashkofa, that's Hashkos Vehevel. Here, there are Tamei Mitzvahs, not Tamei Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, we go by the Rov Tanoim and Amaroi, there are Tamei Mitzvahs. The Rambam, for instance, when he talks about the Maimah Chazal, that the world will last 6,000 years, says the Machlokas Tanoim and Amaroyim. Rov Rubum of Tanoim Amaroyim say, no, there's no such thing as a world lasting 6,000 years. And Ramban on that says, he agrees with the Rambam, you'd go after Rov in terms of Pasuk Tanoim Amaroyim, except the, he says he doesn't know who disagrees with the world lasting 6,000 years. If you take a look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there's very clear that according to most Rishonim, there is a machlokas Tanoim Amaroyim going on there. But the Rambam is willing in all these instances to go with a psak, the normal Gidrei psak, even though these are areas of Hashkof. The Ramban says no such thing. The Ramban says everyone agrees that Tamei Mitzvahs, and he gives a whole list of Maamar Kaimis. There couldn't be anyone disagrees. Machlokes Amaroyim there in the Gemara and Brachas is simply what is the Tamei Mitzvahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachman on birds, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to act with our Zorius. And if we act with our Zorius, it's no good for us. And Matatin Maisa Bracious means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachman on birds. The answer is no. If you take a look in the Rambam, very strange thing in the Rambam. While the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says the Machlokas Amaroyim is Atamei Mitzvahs and Atamei Mitzvahs, take a look at the Rambam Mishnah Torah. Seems to say Fakert. He seems to call the Mandama. That says that Eino some Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rachman Melikzeres. So how do you square it out? The answer is very simple. And it's famous kasha, and it's a very straightforward answer. If you take a look carefully in the Rambam.
Where's the Rambam Mishnah Torah?
Okay. Rambam Mishnah Torah, yeah, let me just Mishnah. That's Mishnah. Tes Hilchas Tefila Halacha Zayin. Tes Tefila Halacha Zayin. Tes Tefila Halacha Zayin. Mi shom betachnun mi shvichem al kan sipo shlo likach em al bonem to lish khotos es benovi yom el khod rakhm olein yots minen ze mishas knos en shmit zu sel gzer sa kos of hem ven em rakhm shvilo ay ne rakhm o yom matlon shkit kolikh Ich brauche unter der Wabes zu haben, wenn ich schritt. If you take a look, the answer is, if you take a look at the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Me'ila. Rambam at the end of Hilchos Me'ila says like this, Roy Laudon, he is born in Mishpe Hator HaKtosh. The Leda, excuse me, Sofin Yonim Kifi Kocha. Vadova Shalogin Tzolotam. A person has to look into and think about Mishpe Hator HaKtosh and to understand Sofin Yonim according to his ability. Something that he doesn't have a tam, doesn't know a cause for. Don't dismiss it. One's not allowed to think about it like you think about other dirachol. Borek. Kamich mira Torah b'meila. How chomer the Torah is a meila. Umayim eitzim vavonim, off of eif. Sticks and stones, dirt and ashes. Kevin shenikr shem adon ha'olam aleihem. Once a person said zel Hashem, bedvarim bavad, just with his words, niskachu, they became kodesh, v'chol anoig lehem minek cho, and anyone who treats it as cho, mo'abo. Vafilu hoyeshoge tzorach kapora. Kal v'chomer l'mitzvah shechokak l'na kodesh baruch. Shalivayit od v'hem, person shun kick, shun contemptuous the mitzvah. Menei shalo yoda tamam. Because he doesn't know the atam. V'chapa odom dvorem mashalo ken al Hashem. You should not ascribe things that are not true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachshiv b'hem machshav to k'divrei chol. One's not allowed to think about it as he has divrei chol. Harinema b'torah, u'shmartam et kol chukol sabet kol mishpota v'asisam osu. Omru chachomim, u'li ten shmir v'asiyya l'chukim mishpota, v'asiyya yoduahi. You have to do the chukim. V'ashmir, y'yazar b'hem. And we should not think shem chusim and mishpotim. Mishpotim hay mitzvus. What's the difference between chukim and mishpotim? He says, mishpotim shetam on golui, the tovas asiyotzim ba'olam hazeh yudua. Here he's talking. What does tam mean? The benefit to us in olam hazeh. Don't use a gezel shvichus domem kibeim aviyim. Chukim hay mitzvus shein tam on yudua. Let's say they don't have a tam. The tam is not yodua. Omru chachomim. Chukim chakil chemin choshus laharba. The Yitzur Shalodom says people. It says people don't treat them properly. B'chol ha-korbonos kulam b'chol ha-chukim hem. Okay, now. Ram says one has to look into it. The difference between a chok and a mishpot, if the tam is yodua or the tam is not yodua, tam means tovan as yosam b'olam hazeh. Then he says everything has to get shdolam habo. That's a separate issue. we have to be careful with it, even though we don't understand. Torah has Yosef Olam Hazeh. Means everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, every mitzvah has an impact on us in Olam Hazeh. And when I'm talking about Tamei Mitzvahs, he says, what is the impact on me in Olam Hazeh? He says, I'm not talking about the fact that I'm going to do these mitzvahs and be zofet l'chai l'mava. That's something else. I'm talking a Tamei Mitzvah, and the difference between a Chok and Mishpat is not that these do have a Tam and these don't have a Tam. No, one is Tam Yodua, and one is Tam Eino Yodua. So, everything has a Tam. If you take a look at what the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos, in Brochus, he repeats what he says in Tefillah, in Hilchas Tefillah. In Tefillah, he says, if the thing was supposed to have Rachna, also in Bezbeno, and Shiloh HaKam was Rachma on birds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Rachma on animals, he wants to wear the Shecht. But it's not true. Ram here is very clearly against all vegetarianism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you can Shecht. Point Ram is a Kim Levitzin Shecht. There's no problem. There's no problem in doing that. He says, so that couldn't be the reason. So basically, he's totally dismissing the Amoru who says, because Rachman and birds. He's this, so what the Rambam did is a very, very simple thing. There are two, the Gemara and Brachas, they're two separate machlokas. And if you take a look in the Gemara, in Brachas, he said, Shuach HaKan is a chok. It's ain't time to do it. If you take a look, then he says, the exact same thing that he says here in Mishnah Torah. If it's because of Rachman on birds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no Shechita whatsoever. In Megillah, he says, it's a Mishnah in Megillah, also Perish Mishnah, he says it's a Chok. What does a Chok mean? It means there is a Tam and Tam Yedua. So what the Rambam has effectively done is taking this machlokas amaroi and split it into two separate machlokas. There's one machloka, one man says there's no such thing as tamei mitzvahs. He says there is tamei mitzvahs and this is the tam. Rambam says no. There are tamei mitzvahs and the tam he gave is not the tam. What's the tam? We don't know the tam. It's a chok. What am I doing in Mishnah Torah? In Moreh Nevuchim. Rambam is very clear in Moreh Nevuchim. He's taking chukim, which he says is non-tam yidua, and he's speculating what the tam may be. And what does tam mean? What is tovas asiyosam ba'olam hazeh? It's not why I do it. It's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That's not a question why I do it. Or it says, lama token b'Rosh Hashanah. Lama token? Rachman amat. The Torah said this way. Why we do it? We do it because the Torah said. And he says that very clearly at the end of the Hilchos Milah. And by doing that, just because the Torah says it was over the Chayim Olam Haba, that's not a question. Why we do it? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that? He's going to say in Moreh Nevuchim, there's no answer to that why question. The question is, every mitzvah impacts us in Olam Hazeh. Some do it clearly, we understand how, some don't understand how, but we know that every mitzvah impacts us in Olam Hazeh. And the mishpatim, we understand their impact. The chukim, we know they have an impact. We just don't understand them. We're supposed to speculate what the reason is. Exactly. Yes.
This impact will affect us even if we don't know what the effect is.
Yeah.
So what has Rambam really accomplished? Because he goes in and says on the specific pratim in every chuk.
Well, so we'll get there. Will we get there? It goes back to the question that Baruch asked before. So, Lamai Nafkamin. And the Rambam has countless Nafkamin, which I'll show you. Countless Nafkamin. For the Rambam, Tamei, and Mitzvahs are a major part of Halacha as well. And I'll show you. Yeah.
For a chayk, one is meant to be misbeinu.
What?
For a chayk, is one meant to be misbeinu about the
Tam? Rambam says yes.
Sure.
He says, we have to try to see what it is. One is Yadua, one's Ain Yadua. Roy Yodum his bone, and I'll find. Okay, but that has nothing to do with our whether you understand the reason, you don't understand the reason. That has nothing to do with whatsoever with what we do. We have to do what we have to do. And the Rambam says, He says, he quotes all the psukim, etc. No. Yes. No. No chas v'shalom. No one ever said that. We do the, that's I quoted the Ramban. Yeah, and it says every mitzvah has star for two reasons. One is the etzem mitzvah is a meaningful thing. The other is that by doing a mitzvah that we're makabel o malchusa, that's why a mechuyah bedover gets more schar than an ain mechuyah bedover. If I'm ain mechuyah bedover, it's very nice that I voluntarily do a good thing and I get schar for that. But a mechuyah bedover, when he does a mitzvah, is makabel o malchusa because he's doing it because it's tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch. So we do it because it's tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch. And the Ramban then says, the Ramban in Kiseitse on Mitzvah Kantzipur says two things. He says, what is the machlokas there in the Gemara and Brachos? He said, the machlokas in the Gemara and Brachos is not whether there are time limits. This is definitely time limits. It's machlokas, why, what is Kantzipur? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right from the birds, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be Achzorim. Exactly. It's for our own midas tayfus. Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't care less. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, when he speculates, and it's very clear he's speculating that on Shiloh HaKan and also as Beno, he has two separate. One is maybe, and it's all Beloshin. Everything that the Rambam is maybe. He says maybe number one, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be Achzorim. So even though, and this is important, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to use animals for our own needs and therefore allowed us to eat meat, he wanted us to shecht in a way to minimize the suffering to animals. For what purpose? Not that he cared about the animals, he cares about us. Number two possibility, also as Beno, Eim al Abonim, one shouldn't look like one is being ma'akir the min. That is a whole thing to do the Rambam's. It's a whole complicated thing to understand the Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about Hashgacha Pratis, Rambam says all of Hashgacha Pratis is based on Schar V'Onesh, and therefore anything that happens to me somehow figures into the totality of Schar V'Onesh. Something good happens to me because of Hashgacha Pratis, it's a schar. Something bad happens to me, it's an onesh. She says, because of that, there cannot be any Hashgacha Pratis on animals. Because you can only have Hashgacha schar v'onesh to Baal Bechira, who gets schar v'onesh for his Bechira. He says, so therefore, what is all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of animals? And he says, and he gives a whole bunch of rice. He says, that's something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted different types of animals in the world, and he worries about Kiyum Hamid. That this min, there should be lions, there should be tigers, there should be elephants, there should be chickens and cows and goats. But that's Kiyum Hamid. But there's no Hashgacha Pratis on the individual one, because Hashgacha Pratis is because of Schar V'Onesh, and there's no Schar V'Onesh to an animal because it's not a Baal Bechira. No. That's how, and the Rambam ties that in, we'll have to see at a later date, into Osos Beno and into Shiloh HaGan. He speculates, he says it's a chok. He says that Perish Mishnayos and Brachos Perish Mishnayos and Megillah. He says we can think about the reasons, but it's not Shetovas Asiyosim Ba'olam Azez Yadua. And he's very clear on two things. When he talks about Chukim, he says Chukim, the difference between Mishpotim and Chukim is Tam and Yodua and Ain Tam and Yodua. No, they do have a Tam or they don't have a Tam. And the other is, he says, and what do I mean by Tam? Tova Sasiyosim Bolam Azeh. He says, it has nothing to do with mitzvah giving me Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with my Tzchar Bolam Abo. That then I'm not, that's not for discussion. Now the Rambam does more than that. The Rambam continually throughout Mishneh Torah is always looking for certain, in every mitzvah, the different moral lessons. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, he says, there's a remez. What's the remez? The remez is that just like a person, there's a lesson to teach me with the mikvah. That doesn't mean that that's how Tumah V'Tahara works. But from that, he says, and he says clearly, it's a chok. But in this chok, I can see that just like I can achieve Taharas Haguf by immersing myself in water, so I achieve Taharas HaNefesh by immersing myself in the waters of Torah. That's a remez. When the Rambam talks about Kiyah Shofar, the Gemara, for instance, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Loma Tokim B'Shofar Shalayim. So the Gemara says, Loma Tokim B'Shofar Shalayim. Because Lahazkir Akedis Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, why are we Tokay? We're Tokay because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said. So then the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Daftar Zayin. The Gemara in Chavov and Beis in Rosh Hashanah says something else. Rosh Hashanah, it's a ben shofar or a straight shofar? And the Gemara there talks, is tefillah of human beings bent, of human being is upright. So there the Gemara is talking in terms of a shofar as a mediated tefillah. There, so when the Rambam paskins, he paskins against all of the Rishonim. HaShofar you're talking about Barash Hashanah, it's a Karen HaKfosim HaKofuf. It's a bent shofar of an aisle. He paskins both Gemaras, that it has to be bent and it has to be from an aisle. And Ravid says Hifrus Amidosov. That's just time amidst. No, the Rambam made it in there. The Rambam made it Lukuva. However, what's interesting, you take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva says something else. Even though it's a mitzvah, and we do it just because of mitzvah. Dover Rambam's way spoke. This Tshuva. That means there is. It's a midah tefillah. That is not. That's not the remez. That is an integral part of shofar. It's a means of tefillah. And that's true. And an integral part of the mitzvah is to be maskei the akedah. Integral part of the mitzvah. The Gemara says it's a tam, so that's part of the mitzvah and it's likula. But there's something else. There are mosim there. And what is the remez? So beyond tefillah, beyond akedah, there's an additional thing. Uri Yishen and Mishnasam, wake up. If you take a look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura, the Rambam throughout Mishneh Torah, you take Temura. So the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura, it says, he says, Afopi Shekol Chukei Torah Gzeroseh. Commercial beyond will solve me either. Royally his bone ain't bohem. Yeah. Whatever you're going to give a reason, he says. He says, and he goes through all the riots that there is a time of mitzvah. So what is Tamura? He says, you're the Torah of Machshava Sodom. And he says, purpose of Tamura is for a person to discipline is Yetzer Hara, and he has a whole arichus here. He begins, it's a chok. I already told you in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah that chok, it's ein tam in Yadua. But I told you there that a person should look into it, royally his bone, and whatever time he finds, not one time, it's not two times, whatever time you give us a time. That is the, that's the Rambam here at the end of Hilchos Temura. And that is, and now there's another Gemara, and that Gemara is very key. It's a three-way machlekes rishonim how to understand that Gemara. That's a Gemara in Bot Metzia. The Gemara Bot Metzia is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Darshin in time of the Krah, or lo darshin in time. Now, and the Rambam has is Rashi's Mahalach. Tosas Mahalach, and the Rambam's Mahalach. The Ramban there doesn't bring in Dashin and Taima Dekra at all. Now, just
in
Kisei Tse. It doesn't bring in the Gemara of Mamatzi. But just as a point, the Chassam Sofer points out a very interesting thing. Chassam Sofer points out that if you take the Rambam's Tama Mitzvah, the Ramban's Tama Mitzvah, Rachmanos on birds, is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concern. It's that we should not be Achzorim. And then the Ramban says, but Al Pisod, there's another reason. And you take a look in the Zayah's reason, there's a major difference Halach L'maisa. And that question is that according to the Zayah, a person does Shuluch HaKan is Ma'ora HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachman on Klal Yisrael. According to the Ramban's reason or the Rambam's reason, it's not. It is, yes, animals are there for our need, but we have to minimize their suffering so that we should not become achzar. And therefore, if you need the eggs or you need the little birds, you can take them, but do it to minimize whatever achzorish you have. But, says the Chassam Sofer, the Hanoch in both the Rambam and the Ramban is that just like in Shechita, you don't go shechting all the animals in the world. If you need meat, you're allowed to do it, but you have to minimize the suffering. He said, so too here, if you need it, minimize the suffering. Okay.
What about in Mishnah Torah? That's also including the Rambam's Mishnah Torah?
So, now, says the Chassam Sofer, so here you have a stira, lemais. You come along around a nest, the mother's on the eggs. L'chadchila. You don't need the eggs. You don't need the birds. Should you do Shiloh HaKan or shouldn't you do Shiloh HaKan? According to the reason the Rambam and the Ramban gives, you shouldn't do Shiloh HaKan. The Shiloh HaKan is only if you need it. And according to the Zaya, you should do Shiloh HaKan because the purpose of Shiloh HaKan is to marry Rachman Klai Yisrael, also to Tzchusim. And what is the Chassam Sofer Paskin there? Chassam Sofer Paskin's there. If there's a stira between Nigla and Nista, we go with Nigla. Don't do it. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the whole machlokes in the Nosei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch, if you see a kantzipul, a chalchila to do it and not to do it. But here, if you just say the first indication that Lamaisa is going to be a difference, here the Chassam Sofer points out there's going to be a very serious difference, Lamaisa, whether you should do it or you shouldn't. Now, I don't know. The Rambam says when I talk about Tama, what I'm talking about. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam, but says there's a difference between Tama al Pinigla and Tama al Pinista. Now, here there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. And this opens up Rishonim to a tremendous machlokas, and Almona, it's past week's parsha, Lo Sachbo Beged Almona. Ben Shia Nia, Ben Shia Shir, and a Mashkinos. You don't take a Mashkin of Beged Almona with a Shir, and a Nia or a Shir. Tone Rabba. Almona ben Shiani or ben Shia Ashira and Mashkinos are the verb Yehuda. Shimon Alma Ashira and Mashkinos. Ani and Mashkinos. Why Shatochai Vahachsala? Because you have to give it back. Fatu Messiah, and she's going to be coming in and out of your house all the time. Fatu Messiah, Shem Rabbi Shkonosah. Okay. So, there is a machlokas here. between Reb Shimon and Yehuda, ostensibly Darshin and Taima Dekron, not Darshin and Taima Dekron. And we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, this is not Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, against Reb Shimon. Rashi and Sota, Dafches, says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is Gerus HaKosef. Ain't Darshin and Taima, there's no such thing as Taima Dekron. Tesis both in Saita and Gittin, I'll give you the exact reference, says no, everyone says it's time of the Kohen. There's no such thing as no time of the Kohen. Tesis is totally in the world of the Ramban. There's always time of the Kohen. The question is only, does time of the Kohen get involved in the details of the Halacha, or the details of Halacha have nothing to do with the time of the Kohen? Yes, there is a general reason for Lo Tzach Bo Beged Alman. But when the Torah says Stam, the Torah means Stam. And therefore, I don't apply in each case the time of the Torah. Now, Tosus himself, that's Tosus in Gittin. Tosus in Gittin and Tosus in Saita, and the Tosus in Bava Metzia limits that very interestingly. Tosus here should be meant here. Mem Tesum and Beziv Ramasa Rab Shimon he the Dorish time of the court. Lo Pligi the Machokas Elahecha the Ikan Afkusa Chobel Beged Almona Gablo Yarbelo. He says there's no machlokas between them where there is time of the Kohen. Now, there's another Gemara in Bava Metzia that also says, but when I say it doesn't make a difference, the halacha, it does make a difference, halacha. When the time of the Kohen is obvious, the Gemara has a shaila. On Lo Sach Shom Shor B'disha, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's dosh. Gemara says, what's the reason for it? Is it, and the Gemara gives, what is it here? And the Gemara says, is it this reason? Difference, let's say the shore has a bad case of shulshul. Sick shore. Bad case of shulshul, and if it's going to eat what's on the threshing floor, it's going to make its stomach even worse. Mutar asa. So Tosfos jumps. Wait a second. I thought Lo Darshin in time of the Kohen. It's not supposed. The Torah just says Lo Tzach Shom Shor B'disha. Tosfos says, wait 1 second. Not true. He says when there's an obvious reason, that becomes part of the halacha itself. And that is the Chiddush. Where is it? South from Shul Fisha. Oh, wait. Ram Hilchas Chiddush.
How does it impact the Sun Sefer?
No. You're talking time of the Kohen and time of Mitzvahs. And here it's something. The Sun Sefer used it outside. You see, the difference is as follows. What is Tosfos saying, Gittin? Tosfos says when the Torah talks Stam, it means Stam. The Torah talks Stam, it says, Lo Tzach Bo Beged Alman. It's Stam. All the time in mitzvahs aren't going to change the details of the halacha. What Tosfos says here about Lo Tzach Shom Shor B'disha is even though the Torah says, Stam Lo Tzach Shom Shor B'disha, but there's a time of mitzvah which is obvious and therefore does impact the halacha, even though the Torah said it's stam. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. The Chassam Sofer is talking about something else. When the Torah, I'm not going against anything the Torah says. The question is when to apply it. That's a whole different thing. That's time of mitzvahs. And here, what the Chiddush of the Gemara and Bava Metzia about Lo Tzach Shom Shor B'disha. Is even though the Torah says it's Stam, Chazal are willing to look at a reason. What is the reason? and to take the pasuk that's stam and say no, we'll limit the pasuk and say there are cases where you can't be chosim the shor b'disha. What? Shiloh HaKan just says when you take the birds, when you take the Ephrochim or Beitzim, do it this way. It doesn't tell me when I take the birds. It just says if you take the Ephrochim or the Beitzim, do this. It doesn't tell you when to do it. That's going to depend on the time of mitzvah. But whether I do it l'chatchila like the Zohar says, or like the Chassam Sofer says, I'm not going against what the Torah says. But in losachsum shor b'disho, I am, because the Torah says losachsum shor b'disho stam, and then all of a sudden there's a Gemara bar Matzia that tells me that no, I don't always apply because of a time of decree. So what Tosis in Sota, I think that Fidal Tezvov says, and but Tosis much more explicitly in Gittin of Memtesam and Bey says, is everyone agrees there's a time of decree. But when the Torah talks Stam, it's Stam, and the time of decree doesn't enter into Halacha, Tosis Bab Metziah says, Ein Achanami, except when the time of the Torah is clear and obvious. And then you do change what the Torah says, Stam, and there are cases where you're allowed to be Chotzim the Shor B'Disha. Yes?
Is that, it's in a cloud that when the time is obvious, is that limited to Chazal?
Mustama. So here, if it has an upset stomach, okay. That's pay test outside. Okay, now. So while Rashi in Sota says Lo Darshi in time of the Krah means there is no time of the Krah at all. Tosha says there is always a time of the Krah and doesn't enter into the Halach. Then you have.
So according to Rashi, the Gemara of Mitzvah is not like
a. That, no, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And we pass in the Gemara B'Matzia. So Rashi L'Chayre is going to have to agree with Tosfos, but in a different way. Wherever the time is obvious, as in Lo Sachsum Shor B'Disho, Rashi is going to create there is a time, and it enters into the Halacha. Just what Tosfos says, in all other cases, there is a time, and it doesn't enter the Halacha with the Torah talks Tam. And now, here, Perish Mishnayis, in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Rambam turns everything upside down. Rambam says Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not Darshin in time of the Kol or Darshin in time of the Kol. Says the difference is what's the time. And the Rambam turns the whole Gemara upside down. And even though we paskin one way, that's just when you see the time of the pasuk, make sure, and if the Torah says stam, your time of the Krah should fit the stam. But it's a different time of the Krah. The one first person I saw who jumped that and showed how the Rambam goes through all the halachas of mashkin differently than everyone else because of that was the Urim V'Tumim. Rambam Perish Mishnayos. says like this. We also lachbol almona, and it's not, you can't take a mashman almona. Meshum chshad she'tisas etzel hamamashkin also b'shul hamashkin shelo. Yer b'neim kilkul. Ufikachishva dovo haniya v'hashiva. We paskin that an aniya against Reb Shimon. We paskin al locha like Reb Yehuda, but I'm going to give you a reason. So according to the Rambam and the Yashiva. Now, because we wanted to limit contact between the Malva and the Almana, and it just having the Mashkin, it's not that every night she's going to have to get it back. No. That's only for Ani. So we wanted to limit contact as much as possible. Since we want to limit contact as much as possible, so the Torah says, don't take a beged almana. Me'ach shad. Comes, and the Tumim points out, the Rambam, what does the word lo sach bo min? B'shas halva or shalo b'shas halva? The time of the Rambam, it makes no difference if b'shas halva or any b'shas halva. The Rambam therefore took the iser lo sach bo beged almana and reinterpreted the words. And sachbol means bein b'shas havo, bein shelo b'shas havo. All Rishonim say the word, if you take a look in, for instance, in the Ravid here, Ravid jumps in the Rambam. For a different reason. He's not dealing with the Rambam there. Ravid jumps in the Rambam. Gimel Malva Velova. Almona. Ben she ashiva, aim a mashkin also, lo b'shat salvo, lo b'shalo b'shat salvo. Velo alpi besti. She name lo sachmo begin almona. Says the Rav that b'shas halva ain't the chovel. The word chovel only means shalom b'shas halva. So why does the Rambam say ben b'shas halva, ben shalom b'shas halva? Says the Tumim. What did the Rambam do? One point is out. It's very obvious. What the Rambam did is a very simple thing. The Rambam says there is time of mitzvahs. There is time of dekra. Once there's time of dekra. So what is the reason Sahul Beg Almana? Ram gives a reason. That reason applies Bein B'Shah Salvar, Bein Shalom B'Shah Salvar. So therefore he took the word Lo Sachbo there and says even though grammatically the word Lo Sachbo is Shalom B'Shah Salvar, so now it's apparently the Torah is using it B'Shah Salvar, Shalom B'Shah Salvar. Now, then the Rambam did another step. And the Rambam says, if this is so, what does the Pasuk say, Lo sach bo rechayim v'rochev? He says, once the time of the Kroh, Rambam had a whole, once the time of the Kroh told me, when the Torah uses Lo sach bo, Beged Almona, it means Bein B'Shas Havo, Bein Shalom B'Shas Havo. Therefore, I have to now reinterpret the next pasuk, Lo Sach Bo Rechayim V'Rochev, to mean Bein B'Shas Havo, Bein Shalom B'Shas Havo. Even though the time of the Kroh, it's not clear what, but there's like a chain reaction that the Rambam had to develop. All beginning with the fact that the Rambam has a klal. And he's very, very clear that we paskin that time of dikra does enter into halacha, and I'll show you mitzvah Hashem next time 10 times where the Rambam takes the time of dikra and basically paskins like Reb Shimon, without passing Rosh Hashanah. Just a question. The whole question the Rambam began here with something else. What is the machlokas? Is not between the machlokas between the two days here in Bava Metzia is not whether or not there is a time of dikra, like Tosfos understood, and like Tosfos understood, and like Rashi understood. No, the question is something else. So there's going to be a time of dikra. Now, how do I interpret the psukim to make sure the time of the dikra fits with the stam of the pasuk? That's something else. The Rambam works with this very, very much, and Tosfos, because of the Tosfos says there is a time of the dikra, doesn't enter halacha, but Tosfos, because of the sugya of sachsum shabadisho, had to admit where there's a time that is obvious, even though the Torah doesn't say it. Even though the Gemara comes up with it all of a sudden. The Gemara comes up with it, so Tosfos says, how you talking? How's the Gemara come up with it? He said, if the time is obvious, and Chazal understood the time is obvious, then we change the halacha around it, even though the Pesuk is stam. We shall continue next week.